Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, you would think the only time you'd use 0.5 watts is for a hotspot or something. It would make a good hotspot radio at that power. But I do know, I think Brian in 9YOU's got that Kenwood as well. And he keyed up the 220 South Bend repeater from our club meeting, which is here in LaPorte. And I have my TYT 220 radio, HD, the TH350, it's a tri-band. And I can't even hear that repeater on my deck by my pool that's about maybe about 4 feet high, and I'm standing on top of it, and I still can't even hear that repeater. I could be keying it up, but I wouldn't know it. So that Kenwood definitely has a good receiver and a good transmitter.
Yeah, that's the beauty with the Kenwood stuff. You know, they do have a radio that works extremely well. One of the reasons I bought the THF6 mobile, because of its specification. And unfortunately for me, I sent it down to Virginia when Kenwood had a service place down there. They had it for 3.5 weeks. I complained the receiver sensitivity was terrible. And 3.5, 4 weeks later, they called me and said, we've had no trouble with it, using it here. And they checked everything, and they soldered the antenna connector, he said. Let's see if that fixes it. Okay. I got it back, and it was still bad. And I called them back. I have to send it back down there again. You guys didn't fix it. And he goes, oh, well, it's out of warranty now. We can't take it back. And, you know, it was just kind of upsetting that it happened that way. But I know Kenwood doesn't have that service center down there anymore. I guess they weren't doing a good job. Oh, go figure.